It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Masterplan world. Awesome to have you listening in. Welcome to the seventh podcast in our 2019 e-commerce Masterplan growth series, sponsored by Omnisend, the all-in-one marketing automation platform that empowers e-commerce marketers to boost sales with omnichannel tools. There's 10 episodes in all, numbers 191 to 200, so make sure you catch them all. This is the third time we've done the growth series in January, bringing you double the number of episodes per week for the whole month, all focused on helping you grow your business in the coming year. I'm Chloe Thomas. I'm the creator of the E-commerce Master Plan. I'm an author, speaker, and advisor, and I focus on solving your e-commerce marketing problems. If you have an e-commerce problem you would like my help solving, then head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/solve to find out more. In today's episode, we're going to be getting into a marketing platform that I know would make a lot of your top 10 marketing problems lists. We're going to be talking Facebook ads. But before I introduce you to our Facebook ad expert guest, we should really hear a bit about our sponsors, as without them, this series would not be possible. Omnisend, marketing automation platform tailored for e-commerce. Omnisend provides sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try Omnisend for free for 14 days. Just visit omnisend.com/masterplan and get started. Let me introduce you to today's special guest. Amanda Perry is a Facebook ads strategist par excellence, with recent client successes, including driving over $1 million in just 4 months for one client and a launch worth over £200,000 for another. She joined me in the virtual summit last year to run through how to make Facebook ads a success in your business, and she's joining me on the podcast right now to give us all the heads up on how to make our Facebook ads super successful in 2019. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Great to have you here again and be chatting again. I've given the listeners a quick overview of what we're going to be covering today. But before we dive into that, could you just let us all know a little bit more about how you got into e-commerce and Facebook ads in the first place, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me to talk on your podcast, Chloe. I really appreciate it. So I started in bricks and mortar business some years ago. I've been in business for about 15 years now. So I had a bricks and mortar business, grew it to quite a sizable business, and then it all went wrong, unfortunately. So learning my lessons from that, I took the bits that I really enjoyed from the business, which was the actually creating the products, and I created a subscription box company. So it was a baking kit subscription box. And the idea was that I could run a business without having the overheads of bricks and mortar shops and the rates and all the rest of the bills that go with that. So I had that business for a couple of years, and I grew it to quite a sizable business. It wasn't huge, but it was big enough for what I wanted to achieve. And I managed to do that through Facebook ads. So as I was getting some success with the box, some people were coming to me asking me how I'd done it and how I'd run my Facebook ads. And I kind of, quite quickly came to the realization that I enjoyed the marketing much more than I enjoyed the actual operation side of the business. So dealing with suppliers, dealing with customer service, dealing with, you know, logistics, that kind of thing really isn't my thing. And I much more enjoyed the marketing side of it. And I realized that this was actually probably where I should be putting my main focus. So I managed to sell that business. I sold the business on. It's still going now. And now I just solely focus on running Facebook ads for clients.
I think your story there will echo with a lot of our listeners, that you started off with one thing, that ended, you doubled down on the bit you liked about that and improved it. And then you realised whilst you were doing that, actually, it's this bit I love and this bit I think I can build a business on. Because I think that's the process a lot of us go through, is you do this, you do thing A and you go, oh, it's not quite how I thought it was going to be. Or, and you learn along the way going, oh, no.
I think it's really important as well to, it's a really good point. It's really important to realise that you're never stuck. Like, you don't have, if you get to the point where you realize you're not enjoying thing B or thing A, go on to thing C, because there's always a way, isn't there?
There is a cheesy DJ link coming up. Just sorry, everybody. This is going to be toe curling. And it's rather like Facebook ads, in that if you see, told you it was going to be cheesy, because it, but it is very much like Facebook ads, because there's so many different things we can do within Facebook ads that if one isn't working, there's usually a different strategy we can deploy. And I come across a lot of people, as you know, you come across even more, but a lot of people who are testing and playing around with Facebook ads, who've tried one thing, failed, and was too scared to go back in and try it, or they've just completely written it off because strategy A didn't work. And it's very much the case you have to keep evolving, which is one of the reasons I wanted to get you on here, because whilst a lot of Facebook ads success comes from similar tactics, tips, methods as it did last year, there are new things that are proving to be a great way to get those consumers through to our business. So that's what I really, why I wanted to get you on here today. So I guess let's just start off with a massive question on that, Amanda, which is what is the thing you're finding working best for people right now? If that's not too big a crazy question.
Yeah, that's a massive question. How long have you got? No, it's not. Right, okay, so Facebook ads work. That's the first thing. Facebook ads work. So if you're saying to yourself, Facebook ads don't work, I tried them once, you've 100% not tried the right thing. So you've tried something, sure, and it might just be that your understanding of Facebook ads is a couple of years old or something, so you're still boosting posts and hoping to get sales. So the first thing is that they work. The second thing is, it's a very different thing. A lot of our clients have got a decent budget to put behind these ads, and they understand that it's a long game, and the first month, maybe 6 weeks, is purely testing. You're very unlikely to get any sales in that time period. If you do, brilliant, but you're very unlikely. And by using that budget in that testing period, we know that we can have a much more successful campaign long term. So it's a much more sustainable way of running ads. Now, a lot of people I speak to, and I'm sure a lot of your audience, Chloe, don't have that kind of budget to put to them. So a lot of people in my group just don't have a couple of thousand pounds to, you know, put into testing. It's kind of wasted money in a lot of people's eyes, and I get that. So what we're actually doing with a lot of smaller clients now is not going for the sale, but we're looking at the whole ecosystem. So we're running ads to build their mailing list, for example, and then the traffic that we're bringing in through the mailing list, they are able to nurture and convert on their list rather than on the ads, because they just don't work for some businesses. You know, if you've got a low margin, or if you have a very low value product, so anything under, like, say £20 or $20, it's quite hard to make the figures stack up. So we're actually looking at different ways of doing that. And this is working really well with subscription boxes, actually. We have a couple of subscription clients who, although they have a really good handle on their figures and they understand their lifetime value, if we're bringing in cold traffic, they are actually less likely to stay for that 3 or 6 month period that most of their customers do. So by bringing them onto their mailing list and then them having an email nurture campaign, they can really build that relationship with them, which actually means by the time they convert, they are much likely to stay on longer with them. They're more invested in the brand.
I'm so pleased you said about that, because as the audience know, I'm a big fan of using email to get the sale, and that we should try and capture email addresses as well as try and get the orders. So I'm guessing one of the key things why you're suggesting this for the smaller guys is because the cost per email sign up on a lead ad is generally a lot, a lead ad being the ad where you capture the email address right there on Facebook. Which, guys, I'm not explaining for Amanda's benefit because she knows what I'm talking about, but I just don't want you guys to get lost. Is a lot less than a cost per sale is going to be on a sales driving ad, isn't it? Basically, the cost is lower, therefore our budget goes further, and because we're using the emails, we get more chances to get that sale.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's another thing worth testing. So we are, a lot of the campaigns we're running aren't lead ads as such. So we're not using the lead generation form. We're sending traffic. So either through a reach campaign or a traffic campaign, we're sending traffic to the website where they'll either get the pop-up or to blog posts with the email, the newsletter embedded in them are performing really, really well. So I think Facebook ads are one of those things that if you're not prepared to invest, they're never going to work for you. And I don't just mean in money, you know, there's no silver bullet. And if you don't have the money to invest, you really need to invest the time just in testing out this stuff, because believe me, if you can crack this for yourself, you have got the keys to the kingdom. You know, you will understand. You don't have to pay someone like me to do it. You know how to turn your sales on and off as you need them. I would really, really urge people just to test out how they can get the best results and how they can bring people onto their email list. And if you do have low margins or low value, you should be getting email signups for under a pound, certainly under a pound, hopefully around 50p. You know, so you can work out if you can convert your list at X percent, then you can work out how much the sale is for yourself.
Excellent. And so your top tip there would be to run a campaign targeted on traffic to website, send it to a blog post.
Traffic or reach, yeah. Reach is nice because it literally just blasts everyone in the targeting option, whereas traffic will specifically aim your ad at people who are most likely to click through to your website. But I find a reach campaign can sometimes just really, really hammer that message out there. So my top tip there would be, the three things to test would be straight to your website. So if they get a pop-up or something like that, that's, they can sign up. To a blog post with your email newsletter embedded in, sign up embedded in there. Or the third thing is a competition. Competitions just do so well because they have that, because people are commenting and reacting to it. It just gives the algorithm that boost that makes your budget go even further.
I'm glad you mentioned the algorithm there and that great tip about the fact that reach doesn't rely on the algorithm. It's just kind of put the message in front of the people I've chosen.
Exactly, yeah.
One of the really important things people need to understand about Facebook ads is that algorithm, the Facebook ad algorithm, which decides who to put your ad in front of, is your friend, but you need to feed it with the right info, don't you?
Absolutely. So there's a saying in Facebook ads, which is that Facebook marketing is 30% knowledge, your knowledge, and 70% just letting Facebook do its thing. And that is the thing that, you know, people just can't help tinkering. And I think there's a real psychology, you know, with people, especially when they start out with ads and they're either seeing money come out of their account or they're seeing their spend rack up on the account or something. And I think there's a real psychology, which it does make it hard. It makes it hard to see, especially if you're not getting any results in the beginning. So people go and start tinkering or turning it on and off, but Facebook needs at least 500 impressions just to learn what's going on. So who's clicking on it, especially if you've got no pixel data already. So if it doesn't know anything about your business, it really needs 8,000 impressions to understand who to show your ad to. So to really, really optimize it. But most people don't let it get there because they get scared and start tinkering. And that's when they say Facebook ads don't work. I spent £5 and it didn't give me any sense.
If I had a pound for every time I'd heard someone say that.
I know, it's sad though, isn't it?
It is, and it's like you said earlier on about if you're just boosting posts. I feel a little bit sad every time I hear someone say that, because like, you are so missing the point. You said about that Facebook likes to have 8,000 impressions before it really knows what it's doing. Is that at individual ad level or at ad set level?
Ad set level, yeah, ad set level. So ad set level, especially, well, for a conversion campaign, Facebook needs 8,000 impressions and 50 conversion events in a week to really, really be able to optimize it. Now, if you think, if you're setting up a Facebook campaign, it's a lot to add. Even for our agency, we wouldn't expect to see 50 sales in a week.
Yeah, so it's not going to be week one you're going to get this. You've got to kind of hold your nerve for maybe a month before.
You do, but there's a way around it. So rather than optimizing for purchase, you want to optimize either for add to cart or even for view content. Because if you can get 50 content views, Facebook's really, really going to start understanding who's attracted to, even if they haven't made a purchase, you still know the kind of people that are looking at your product. So then you can knock it up to, so you get 50 content views, then you knock it up to add to basket, and then you get 50 add to baskets, and then you knock it up to purchases. And it might make it longer to get there, but it's going to bring your CPA right down and mean that you have a much more sustainable campaign.
So everything Facebook learns from one ad set, it partly factors into the next ad set you run, which is how this kind of layers up on itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because everything's held in the pixel, which, talking of tips, if anyone doesn't have the pixel installed, even if you're not planning on running any ads campaigns right now, just get it installed so you can store all that data on your visitors.
I'm just loving that idea of run a campaign with an easy conversion, which is usually not a sale, let's be honest.
So, which is counterintuitive, isn't it? Because you think, I don't want people to look at my product, I want them to buy it.
but by doing that, then you're enabling the Facebook algorithm to learn about you. I guess is what I was trying to say earlier about the fact that algorithm's hungry and you have to feed it the right information to let it help you, which means setting up the right campaign objective and setting it up to learn as much as possible so it can help you in return.
Absolutely. And even if that means, again, even if you're not planning on running a campaign now, if you can just put a few pounds a day or £5 a day on a traffic campaign, for example, so you're learning, you know, you're becoming a bit more comfortable with ads and the whole ads manager interface. And just by feeding Facebook that little bit of money every day and helping it, it's really going to learn so much, so that when you do come to launching a campaign, all the groundwork's there. It knows pretty much who to show your ad to, and you're really going to hit the ground running. So even if you can just put a few pounds a day on it, you're really going to reap the benefits of that.
Excellent. And there's one question which, if I don't ask it, I will get people emailing me going, why didn't you ask this? Which is, should we be doing image posts, carousel posts, video posts? Is there one that's like streets ahead of the other at the moment, or is it more a case of, you know, just testing and trialing?
Yeah, I know it's, I know no one wants to hear this, but you just need to test it out. there's loads of different strategies. So for coaches and for e-com as well, actually, video campaigns just do so well top of funnel, because the great thing about video campaigns is that not only are you getting your message out there, but you're building up that video view audience, so you can then retarget those people. So if someone's, let's say, for example, let's take a subscription box business. If someone has seen a video of, you know, an influencer unboxing the box, or maybe, you know, you selecting the items or displaying the items or something, they've seen a video about you that's engaged them in some way. If you can then send them a series of ads, they're much more likely to. So you can categorize people, whether they've watched 3 seconds of your video, 10 seconds of your video, 50%, 75% or 95% of the video. So if someone's, say if it's like a 5-minute video and someone's watched 95% of that, they're damn likely to buy from you. They're really into that video. So that works really, really well. Video works really well, top of funnel. I have great success with single image, and I love single image for testing because you can create one ad and select 6 images. So it's a bit of a easy way of testing out images, really. But it really does come down to testing, I'm afraid.
Okay, just because I think you're going to give me the same answer again, but again, I know people are wondering about it. On the text side of the actual ad, short text or long stories?
In general, short for e-com. Again, I have to preface it with you need to test it, because if I don't, I'm going to get murdered. But in general, if I had to give an answer, I would generally say short copy for e-com and then mid to long for coaches. So I'm talking about, when I say long copy, I'm talking about a few paragraphs. I don't respond well to the ones that go on and on and on. You know, some coaching ads just go on forever. I think, who's reading this? But they do that for a reason, because you get rid of the tire kickers. So you're then not paying people who are never going to sign up to click through. If you've got to it's a bit like the video view audience we were saying. If you've got to the end of that copy and you're still interested, you're a pretty hot lead for them. You're pretty much guaranteed to click through and sign up to whatever they're trying to sell you. So yeah, test it out. E-com, I would say try and make it short and snappy. And I tell you what I find working really well at the moment, and it's not for everyone, but I can't think of a better way to describe them, but clickbaity. So like creating that bit of intrigue rather than giving it all away in the copy, making it more about, oh, you're going to love this, or you're not going to believe what this can do. Come and have a look. So creating that intrigue, people just can't resist. The people who are going to be interested in the product can't resist clicking. And that's working really well for us at the moment.
Nice. And one more question before we get into the top tips, which is looking forward to 2019, because we talked a lot about now. And we're recording this very, very close to live, guys. So this is very much valid, everything we've been talking about so far. But 2019, any predictions of things which are going to give us great success as we go through the year?
I think Facebook ads are just going to explode. So I think if you're not in the game, I have a real aversion to people who use fear as a tactic. But I will say, if you're not in the game, you need to be. I'm not going to say you're going to get left behind, but you really need to be in the game. They're just going to explode. More and more companies are building their business around it. They're reverse engineering their business around the niches that are converting the best. So there's lots and lots of businesses out there now who are completely reliant on Facebook and Instagram ads. The $1 million we did for the guys in America was solely on Instagram story ads, just on stories. It didn't work on anything else. So I think story ads are going to come bigger as we see Facebook trying to create more real estate for the ads, you know, responding to the demand that there is, and trying to keep those CPMs low, because the problem is so many people are advertising now, the CPMs are rising and rising. So Facebook are in a race to create more real estate, hence them developing stories, hence them putting such an emphasis on groups now. They're going to start advertising in groups. They're developing this dating platform, and they'll have ads on there. So there's just going to be more and more opportunity to advertise, which the consumer in us might think, oh God, I'm sick to death of them. But actually, all that means is that when we're optimizing our ads and finding the platforms that works, it just means it gives us more choice, but it gives us more opportunity to bring our costs down as well, more opportunity to really optimize those ads. So I think My prediction for 2019 is just that there's going to be a lot more real estate for us to advertise on, a lot more opportunity to bring those costs down.
Excellent advice. Okay, I think it's time we go into the top tips round now. And before we go into the top tips round, here is a reminder of our sponsor, Omnisend, the marketing automation platform tailored for e-commerce. Omnisend provides sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on both Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try Omnisend for free for 14 days. Just visit omnisend.com/masterplan and get started. Okay, top tips round time. Let's see if we can get some more out of Amanda, because sometimes when we're recording these guys, I don't write a lot of notes myself, but trust me, there's whole spider charts going on my notes today. So many ideas already. And as everyone knows, I love the top tips section in particular because it gives all of us some quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So Amanda, here we go. The book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Okay, I've thought long and hard. I am an absolute book addict. Like, my Audible just isn't funny. It's ridiculous. It's worth millions. But I always go back to The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, because it changed my whole perception of my business. When I read it, I mean, probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. So not necessarily relevant to what I'm talking about today or what I do now, but I just think in terms of business, it is just a game changer.
First business book I ever read.
It's just great, yeah. And I'm sure most people have read it, but that would be I have hundreds, but that would be my number one, especially for e-com.
And I did an interview with Michael Gerber.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't remember what the podcast number is, guys, but I will put it in the show notes for an easy link, or just scroll back and you can find that one. Okay, the traffic top tip then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Okay, this is, I'm not sure it doesn't get the press it deserves because it's new, but I am going to tell you all to get on messenger marketing and messenger bots, because we're getting into it in a big way. And they're saying it's the biggest kind of innovation in marketing since email marketing. It's absolutely huge. So whereas we're seeing, you know, 20-30% open rates on emails, we're seeing up to 90% open rates in Messenger. Who doesn't open a Facebook message? No one wants that little annoying red mark on their messages, do they? So that would be my top tip. Get into Messenger marketing.
Okay, we're going to leave that level of intrigue right there, everybody. Okay, the tool top tip. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Yeah, well, I have an actual and a virtual team. So I have a couple of team members in my office, but then apart from that, we're spread all over the place. So we use, I think my number one would have to be Slack. Every day I learn something more about it and love it more. But we also use Asana, which is also really handy, but Slack is just, you know, it's the one, isn't it?
I think possibly the most recommended tool top tip on the show. I think I haven't counted, but I'd be very surprised if it isn't.
And now you can have these shared channels, which is just an absolute god. I'm in about 10 different workspaces or something, but you can have these shared channels now, which are just an absolute godsend.
Okay, the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
I mean, if I said anything other than ads, I'd be Facebook ads, understand ads, spend some time understanding how to drive traffic to your website. Once you drive the traffic, you can learn the rest from there. Once you understand how to get traffic to a website, you've cracked it, basically. Everything that happens from there, you will have the data from that traffic. So learn how to drive traffic to your website.
Excellent advice. Okay, Master Plan World. You can find the top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, where you will see a link to this show. Amanda, there's one thing left to do before we say goodbye, which is could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business if they want to get in contact?
Yeah, sure. If you search Facebook Ads for Success on Facebook, come and join my group. And yeah, just drop me a message through there. I've got my website is amandaperry.co.uk, although I have to admit I'm a bit like a chef who eats pot noodles. It's pretty neglected. So find me on the group, come and say hello there.
Marvellous. Okay, I'll add links to both those places, the group and the website, in the show notes. Well, Masterplan World, again, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use the search box. Amanda, it's been, as it always is, an absolute pleasure chatting to you. As I said earlier, my notes are copious from today's chat. You've given me lots of ideas for what I need to be doing, and I need to be helping my clients to do too. So thank you for being so generous and so open, sharing those thoughts and ideas with us. It's really appreciated.
Thank you, Chloe. Thanks so much for asking me. I've really enjoyed it.
Gosh, another mini masterclass there from Amanda on Facebook ads. What I like is that, one, she clearly isn't holding anything back as she's telling us these things, but also the clarity of what she was saying there. So, and it comes down to format. Use the one that you think works for you. You know, use the one which resonates, so you can start testing those audiences and start letting that Facebook algorithm learn from you. Video is great for top of funnel, because not least because you create those extra lists of people who've actually viewed it. So if you're struggling to find your audience on Facebook, maybe that's the route for you to go down. That if you've got that smaller budget, then make sure you're giving Facebook every chance to work for you. So get giving that algorithm the chance to learn, which means rather than going for the hardest thing to achieve, which is the sale, go for something a lot easier, like a site visit, or even an email sign up. So as you can, or add to basket. So you're just setting that bar a little bit lower, which is going to enable Google? Who says Google? Facebook to learn that bit quicker. So therefore, they're able to drive you better traffic in the future. And make sure you give it time to learn. So don't put it live, spend a tenner and the following day change everything. You've got to let it get that learning under its belt so as it can start delivering for you. And yes, that does mean you need a bit of budget to spend on it. I hope you found that useful. I can personally vouch for the quality of Amanda's Facebook group. So do head over to Facebook and join that. I'll put a link to that in the show notes along with everything else we talked about. So I hope you have enjoyed the show. It's part of our 2019 e-commerce master plan growth series sponsored by Omnisend, the all-in-one marketing automation platform that empowers e-commerce marketers to boost sales with omnichannel tools, including an integration to Facebook ads. Get those audiences fully synced. Now, during this series, we're getting a lot of new listeners finding us for the first time. So if you're one of those, it's great to have you here. Welcome. The whole point of the series and everything we do at eCommerce Masterplan is to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your business. That's also the point of the virtual summit we ran back in September. If you missed it, then there's still time to get involved. It's over 20 expert video sessions, including one from Amanda and a few from me. In each, you will learn about a different way to improve your marketing. Think of it like a conference that you can tap into whenever you want. There's a very special offer for podcast listeners on the summit that you can get by going to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. Have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the eCommerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.